T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I've got to think that John Pence, who is Mike Pence's nephew, is probably, well, he's loading up on popcorn to just sit back and watch this. John, how much popcorn can you eat at one DNC event viewing is my question.
Well, you know, Jeff, I'm from Indiana, so I can do a lot. I can do popcorn all day long.
Absolutely can. Yeah.
You just let me know. But really, it is an infomercial, one night after the other, as to why the American people need President Trump in the driver's seat to rebuild this economy, to put America first, and to keep America as strong and as great as the American people need it to be.
Well, John, let me ask you this, all kidding aside, when you're watching this DNC event, is there any part of you thinking, God, I wonder how much the GOP paid the Democrats to do this?
Well, you know, what was frightening, but also the essence of what's happened to today's Democratic Party was Bernie Sanders' words at the convention. Two nights ago saying, and I quote, you know, what were the radical ideas of years prior are now, in Bernie's words, mainstream in today's Democratic Party. The president is exactly right when he says that the radical left has now taken over the Democratic Party. And that's the choice that the American people are going to have. You know, Jeff, I was in Virginia Beach today, Fredericksburg yesterday, in Falls Church as well, meeting with our volunteers all over the Commonwealth who are working hard, doing the hard work of campaigning, knocking doors, registering voters, making phone calls. And folks know that this election is about whether we choose a party that values freedom, that stands up for what makes this country great, or whether we choose a different path, a path that, in Joe Biden's words, would fundamentally transform our country and would lead to policies of more government control, and decline of opportunity in this nation.
John Pence is joining us. Now, the name, of course, is familiar. He is Vice President Mike Pence's nephew, but you've got more than a passing familiarity with Virginia, obviously, a graduate of William & Mary. And the fact that you and other members of the Trump-Pence campaign are, in fact, working hard in Virginia tells me there's a real shot here, right?
Absolutely, there is a real shot. I was, just to show you the commitment, I was at a grand opening of an Asian Pacific American for Trump office in Falls Church. Those volunteers are doing incredible work. I met one volunteer that's already registered 3,000 new voters in the Nova area, as we all call it. Yeah. And these are new Republicans. These are new legal immigrants in this country, Americans that are ready to vote. They see a president that's standing up for freedom at home and abroad. And it's why this is a growing Republican Party. And being in Fredericksburg last night, seeing the great candidate for Congress, Nick Freitas, and then being down today in Virginia Beach with Scott Taylor, another veteran, another patriot running for Congress again. To me, I think the Commonwealth is in very strong standing to not just help us take back the House so President Trump finally has some assistance instead of resistance from Congress, but also win the Commonwealth outright for America by actually making it go red in just 76 days or so.
John, what do you make of the stealth Trump voters? Is there a sizable contingent of the electorate simply saying, you know what, I just am not going to talk about this because I don't want to get beat up and hear the media tell me that I'm a terrible person?
Well, Jeff, there actually is, yes. The silent majority, one in my view, has grown since where it was at in 2016. I've seen that in the data for the last 4 years that I left a law firm in Indiana and joined this campaign to help elect this president. You know, 58% of the folks that went to a Wisconsin rally in January before this pandemic came from China. 58% of 20,000 RSVPs were not Republicans. People are finally seeing someone that, when he promises something, he keeps that promise for the American people. And all along the way, he's putting our country first. It's why we have new trade deals like the USMCA. But another data point here is they asked in a poll in Pennsylvania, last question, they said, do you think that folks that, you know, support the president may not be answering these polls truthfully? Over 65% of the people on that poll in Pennsylvania answered yes to that question. The silent majority, though, we need to get loud. Now is the time. I'd encourage those listening to go to TrumpVictory.com. You know, being a student of the College of William & Mary, you know, there is a freedom of expression in this country. There's not a freedom of destruction. There's not a freedom of anarchy, of riots. And there's only one candidate that's standing up for our safety, for our law and order, and defending the police. I can't even believe I have to say that. And that's Donald Trump and this Republican Party. And I think people are waking up and seeing what the Democrats are selling is way too radical for even what we saw 4 years ago, which is why, you know, Trump-Pence can win Virginia. This is not the Clinton-Kane ticket of 4 years ago.
It's a great point, John, and I'm gonna let you in on something here. 4 years ago, I was not completely sold on Donald Trump, the candidate, and then he did something that really solidified my support, and that is the addition to his ticket of your uncle, with whom I used to be a talk show host in Indianapolis, you know, 1,020 years ago. And I thought, well, if Mike Pence is part of this campaign, then I know they're serious and they're going to be honest and upfront, even if it's sometimes uncomfortable. And I'll tell you what, I knew your uncle was going to do phenomenally well, and I am thrilled to see how well he's been able to help the president do what he's done.
It's a team effort, and it's all because the American people had the confidence in President Trump and now Vice President Pence, my uncle, to get the job done, to promote pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-America policies, to cut taxes, not cut red meat consumption, to deregulate, to get government out of the way. So we saw 500,000 manufacturing jobs come back in the last 3 years in this country when we saw a loss of over 200,000 manufacturing jobs. And Obama Biden said we would need a magic wand for those jobs to come back. Well, it starts with leadership. It starts with someone saying, you know what, buy American, hire American. Let's not lose jobs from China. And the only person that's doing that, that's done that, and that will do that for America in the future is Donald Trump.
Yeah. Listen, John, I know that you are swamped today, and I wish I could give you some great advice in Virginia Beach where you could find decent apple butter. I can't. So But I so appreciate you making time for us. And seriously, if you see your uncle, I would still call him Mike, except he's now the Vice President of the United States. Please tell him that I pass along my my best wishes and know that the entire Pence family is in the Katz family's prayers every single day.
Thanks, Jeff. And, you know, Uncle Mike, I'm sure he'd love to hear you call him Mike. And, you know, he understands that the voice of the people is through our radio. And the Mike Pence show that I saw him on growing up, you know, you got your ear to we the people. So thanks for everything you're doing.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. That is John Pence. John is a senior advisor to the Trump-Pence campaign. He is Vice President Mike Pence's nephew. But I have to tell you, and I mean this in all sincerity, he's a guy who's made his way on his own as well. I mean, it's a good name to have. Don't misunderstand me, but William & Mary grad, graduate of Indiana University School of Law, worked at the Department of Justice, and working at a major law firm in Indianapolis. He's a good guy. And I wouldn't be surprised, I mean, I'm just telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if he would be the next member of the Pence family to perhaps say, yeah, I think I can help serve this country. Wouldn't be a bad thing if you ask me. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.